Okay, today's daf is Metzia daf Chof Dalet. We are on daf Chof Gimel Amud Beis, but two dots on the bottom. It's the fourth to last short line. Today's daf, and this week is sponsored by Ahuva and Akiva Silver. Mezecha Nishmas Zalman Menachem Ben Tuvia. Neshama should have an Aliyah. Okay, so the Mishnah had said that Rav Shimon Elazar said that any kli on poria, you don't have to be machris. You can keep any kli on poria. So Gemara asks, my on poria. What is a kli on poria? We already discussed what it was in the Mishnah, but this is where we got it from. My on poria, Amr Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Kelim, Chadashim, Shelo, Siva Asana Ayin. These are new utensils that haven't been around long enough for the Baalim to recognize it. They weren't margul themselves enough to see it often, and they can't recognize, they don't recognize what the, they don't recognize what these kelim look like. Okay?
How can we assume that they don't know what to know?
Because they're brand new kelim.
The guys that are maven, how do you assume?
You go by according to most people. You don't go according to mavens. It's the reasonable man.
I just bought a set of whatever dishes I know.
There's no simen on these, though. If there's a simen, it's a different story. That's what the Gemara asks. So, hey, chidami, what's the case? If there's a simen on these things, right? Ki lo sivas and I in my havi. Who cares if he doesn't recognize it? There's a simen. Right? And if there's no simon on it, who cares if he can recognize it with his eyes? There's no simon. There are a million things that look like this. Why should he? What's the difference? Why was the Mishnah say that you have to be machrezit with because there's no sivasan ayin? You don't have to be machrezit because there's no simon. So the Gemara says, olam delespo simon. Really, we're dealing with a case where there is no simon. So if there's no simon, what's the chiddush? Why is it because of no sivasan ayin? So nafkamina lahadure litzurba mirabanan bitviyas eina, because we've seen saw this concept before. But sometimes if there's a tamil chacham and he recognizes, he just has tviyas ayin, that's sufficient. He says, I recognize this and this belongs to me. That is sufficient. Therefore, you would have to return it. So Gemara is telling us sivasan ayin. If you can recognize it with the eye, you can see it. So then kim like a bavayu, then you can return it. You can return it to the tamil chacham. And you return it to him. But kilos of us an ayin. But these new things, which we're saying, mustama, there is no recognition. Lo kim lebegavayu. Then you won't even return it to a talmud chacham. Below ma'adrin lein. We don't return it to him. So talmud chacham will usually believe by tzvias ayin. Would not be believed by tzvias ayin by the anporia, because the anporia would say there is no tzvias ayin because they're brand new and there's no simanim. And then they're not experts, I guess. I don't know. It's a good question. No, if it's emporia, you don't have to announce it. You don't know it was the rabbis. We're just saying the chiddush is that normally you would have to be machmer. It's a good question. The Mishnah asks if every time it's the concept of tefillas ayin. So what does the Mishnah always say? You don't have to be machmer. You always have to be machmer because there's a possibility exists for tefillas ayin. Right? I mean, is that sort of your question? Ripa asked the question. The Ramban asked the question. What's going on here? So we're saying now that if there's tefillas ayin, then the Talmud Chacham has to get it. So then why in all these cases in the Mishnah are you saying you don't have to be machmer and you can keep them? Maybe there's tefillas ayin by the Chacham. So Tosfos on Chavdala, Divamaskal Moda, he's saying, I think the question is better than the answer. He says that there are different types of avedos. Some of them are subject to tefillas ayin, some of them are not subject to tefillas ayin. Meaning if it's like I don't know what the difference of that is in having a simon. But he seems to be saying that if you find something that's rugged up that people recognize, then you're right, Einachanami, you have to machmas it for the tefillas ayin. The Ramban quotes the Ravid, who says there are two types of hachraza. So buy a hachraza that has a simon, and we're only worried about simon, and then you have to be machmas a lot of times, in a lot of places, and that's where we talk about that when the Mishnah says you're pater from being machmas, that's what it means. But you still have to do the second type of hachraza, which is to be machmas two or three times in the base measures for the Talmid HaChamim are. And then you have to wait. Two or three times, and that's enough. But you don't have to do the full, for Tzvi Yisai, you don't have to do the full, all the halachos of Hachraza. The Ramban also gives his own answer that, to deal with a case where there are Talmid HaChamim, where there are Talmid HaChamim. If there are no Talmid HaChamim in that area, I guess that's not a good place to live, but if there are no Talmid HaChamim in that area, then you don't have to do the Hachraza for Tzvi Yisai. I still think, what's going on? If there's a concept of Tzvi Yisai, then you always have to be Machrazit. Okay. So look, via below Madrin and Lahu, we don't return it to them. So now the Gemara is going to bring a raya that we return items to Talmidei Chachamim based on Tzvias Ayin. The Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Yehuda's name is Shmuel. Bahani Klas Mili Avid Rabbanon Mishayim Bimulayu. There are three instances with Talmidei Chachamim where the Rabbanon changed their words. I mean, they don't tell the truth, right? And When I was in Shalvim, the Mashgiach was Rav Tzuriel. He said the Rosh Tevos are emes. By emes, you don't say these things. What are they? It's Achsanya. Well, he was Rav Rice, but he goes by Rav Tzuriel. I don't know where he is right now, though. Not in Shalvim, but there was. Are you there? Okay. So is emes. Emes means Achsanya, Masechta, and Tashmish. It's not exactly the way the Gemara says it, but the first one is B'Maseches. It's Masechta's meaning. When they ask him whether or not he's a Bucky in a certain Masechta, he says no because of another. He doesn't tell the truth. So Tosfos asks, "Where are you going? What's we're talking about?" Vim Tomar Tosfos Masechta's the Ha'amar Vishinatam. She Divrei Tomar Chudin the Bepicha. She Mishacha Adam Al Tigamgim. Vitomar Lo Ela Omer Lo Miad. Vishinat of Nechem. He says, "Davar Shino Bepe." You have to answer the questions right away. He says, "Vayish Lomer Dahayu Dafka Adam Habalushal Din O Hora O Islam." It's only if someone's coming to paskim or someone's coming to teach. Abal Hacha Shabolin Asoso. Here he's coming to test you. Hey, do you know this? So, it's Tosos Dibamasko Be'emes, and we're about to flip over to Chav Dalet. We're on the bottom of Chav Gimel on the base. So, V'yesh Lomer Dahayim Dapko Adam Balushal Din Ohora Ol Islam. Abal Hacha Shabolin Asoso Im Yado Im Yodeya Mutter Lishanos Lo Velomer Lo Lamadis. And there's a lot of changes. I don't know. But if you're coming to ask me a Shaila, if it's a real Shaila, then you're supposed to give the answer. Oh, whatever. If you don't know it, then you can think it through. I don't know. It's a good question. Because I've heard also we say you're supposed to wait a second, not make the guy feel bad. I don't know. B'masechta is number one. Number two is Bipuria. Puria is Mita. Rashi explains, meaning if they asked him whether or not you were Mishamish, you had Shimish the night before, you should say no because of Tznias. So Tosos doesn't like this. Did I skip one? No. Tosos doesn't like this. He says, Tosos Dimasa Bipuria says, Amir Gilashi Shalok, Pairs Rashi. No one asked that. Did you have Tashmish last night? It's not a question. People don't talk about this, and they're really not supposed to talk about it. So Tosfos says, no, they're talking about, usually what happened was, if someone was a Balkari the night before, he had to go to the mikvah, so he didn't come to the Beis Medrash. So he didn't come to the Beis Medrash that day, and they asked him, oh, why did you go to the Beis Medrash? Were you a Balkari? So that he can say, no, I was sick. He doesn't have to, I don't know why Talmud Chacham does it. It's only a Tur Talmud Chacham. Most people aren't going to talk about that. That's number two. And number three, return to Chav Dalet, the Ush Piza, meaning Be'achsanya. Rashi says, if someone asks you, you stayed by somebody's house, and you were an orach reich by them, and they asked you whether he gave you a lot of food, he was makabel, he was saved upon the yafos, you should say no, because you don't want now tons of people to run over to this guy's house and force him to put out for them. Tosfos again asks, what are you talking about? I mean, the Maharal asked that, they all asked, it's Lashon Hara, it's Rechilus, you tell this guy's no good? So they all give different answers about what you're supposed to do. Maybe it's, you should just say that he treated me well. Don't go up and tell that he went above and beyond. But otherwise, you can't say that. Rashi says you can. So what's the machlokas? Anyway, these are the three things that Talmud Chacham does not tell the truth about. Okay, emes. All right, it's Achsanya, Mita, and Talmud. Right? No, sorry, Achsanya, Masechta, and Tashmish. So my matnapkamina, what's the halachic ramification of these, that he lies for these, doesn't tell the truth for these three things? Amr Razutra, Ladui Le Avida Tabit Tavius Ayin. The whole point for this thing is to know whether or not this is the type of person we can return an Aveda with Tavius Ayin. Iyadina Beidalomishana El Bali Klas, if we recognize that this guy only lies for these three things, then Mahadrinale, Vimishanid Mila Achrine, and if he lies with this and other things, Lo Mahadrinale. I don't get it. Do we know that he lies for these three things? So what's the point of him lying? If he lies for other things, then we're going to believe him for anything? Okay, so now Gemara brings another Maisa. What we're talking about, we're not supposed to mean somebody. We're not supposed to believe somebody because his Maisim aren't so great. Mazruchi Chasida, Ignavle Kasid Kasman Mushpisa. He was staying by somebody's house, and his silver cup was stolen. So Chazia Lahu Bar Beirav, he found this person, the Mashi Yati Benagi Beglima de Chavre, who when he washed his hands, he would wipe his wet hands on his friend's clothing, showing that he didn't care much for his friend's property. Amr, so Mazurcha said, Hainu Hai, this is the guy who stole the cup, the Lo Ichbat Le Amamona de Chavre. I can prove it because this is the type of guy who doesn't care so much about his friend's clothing, so he doesn't fear Kulmas of his friend's property, so he took it. So Kapti Beode, so he forced him. And he admitted. So machlokes means he forced him. Some say that he put him in cheirem, he put him in nidoy. Others say he beat him up, he tortured him until he chained him, right? He forced him until he gave out the answer. I don't get that either. There was no what?
Jumped to go from wash, dry
Yeah, and then to go ahead according to those mind numbers, so you can give him, you can lash him until he.
Why would you assume he dries his hand?
I don't know, because he said this is just very circumstantial evidence. There's no hard proof here. There's no shnei edim. There's nothing. So you can put him in nidui for this, or you can beat him until he admits it out. You can force it out of him. He did. Okay. Dafyomi. Now the Gemara goes back. To Rav Shimon ben Elazar in our Mishnah. We'll go back to our Mishnah for a second. Rav Shimon ben Elazar had said, let me just get the quote from the Mishnah. Rav Shimon ben Elazar said, right, that kol kli an poria ain't chayv lahachris. Right?
So Rav Shimon says here that, what's the connection previous?
Yeah, okay.
Someone who's not considered
other
people's property.
Right.
It's not entitled to reclaim something
to Tviyasayin. Yeah, but they're not talking about Tviyasayin. But here we're just talking about a guy who's not. Right. Right. But that doesn't answer our question: is how you can beat the guy to get the admission.
That's the connection.
Right. So this guy's not. Right. Of course, because we beat him up to admit something. or we beat him up. We put him in chayrim. All right, Tanya, Moed Rav Shimon Elazar. Rav Shimon Elazar agrees that kelim chadashim shesav asan ayin with these new, if they're new kelim that you have recognition chayv lahachris. Then you'll be chayv lahachris. The Elohein, and what are these kelim chadashim that the Elohein kelim chadashim shelosav asan ayin shein chayv lahachris kigon bade mechatim v'tzinorios v'machzaros kel shel kardomos. Right, these are different types of needles or axes, right? That they say, or other type of forks, I think, spoons. What? What's a spinning fork? A spinning fork. Oh, okay, a spinning fork. Okay, maybe they use that for sewing. But kol elu sha'amru, and all these things that we said that they don't have tvias ayin. That's ematai mutarim. When are they permitted to take? Bismach shematz an echad echad. When you found only one or one at a time. We found two of them bundled together. Then you have to be machris. Why? Because we said the other day that minyan is a simon, so the amount is also a simon. So the Gemara asks, right? So the Gemara asks, my body. What are bade? So we say it's soche. Soche means are branches of a tree. So that's our body of needles and spinning forks are rods holding a collection of needles or forks. But my karoli bade, why are they called bade? It's davar de toli be mide. It's a thing which people hang anything on top of it. Bad karoli, it's called a bad. So these things, since you hang, I guess this the thread, or you hang the needles on these things, they're called bade. And the Gemara proves that definition. Ki hahu de amrid and hasan, like we say over there, which is in Sukkah daf mem dalin, all of the echa bevad echa. We're talking about the Hoshana, using the Hoshana Rabbah. They only need to have one leaf upon one bad, one leaf on a branch. So they're hanging on the branch. That's what it means. That's what it means, bade. Okay. So v'chein ha Rabbi Shimon, and additionally, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar used to say, v'chein ha Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer, he would say, hamatzel min ha'ari. If you save something from a lion, or min a doe, from a bear, min an amer, from a leopard, min a bardless, from a hyena, I think it is, or min zuto shoyam, or you get it out from the zuto shoyam, if you get it out from the river, and also if you find something in the sirtaya, right? You find something in the sirtaya, which means what? Sirtaya is the highway, right? The sirtaya is where a lot of people walk from place to place. Upaltaya, gadola, in a big street that they use for the marketplace, right? B'chol makom sharabim tsunya sham, in any place where a lot of people walk. If there's a big thoroughfare, right? Anything, even things that have a simon in this case, Hare Elu Shalom, Ibn Shabbat Mesayashin, man. We assume that there's Yeish here, and therefore it belongs to him. The question is though, he talks about Zutu Shalyam. We just said the other day that Zutu Shalyam has a different reason. It's not because of Yeish, it's because of Vudumi Menu, but Vudumi Kolodim. It even goes beyond Yeish. Even if the guy's screaming, I don't want it, it's because when we explain it, you sever the connection, so I don't know why Zutu Shalyam is sitting in here. Zutu Shalyam is a different reason. Okay, so now the Gemara raises five sfeikos with the din coming out of the din of Rav Shimon ben Elazar, and basically spends the rest of the blot till the Mishnah trying to figure out, trying to give answers for any of these sfeikos, and it seems that the Gemara is trying very hard to not answer the sfeikos. That's what it just seems from the way the Gemara flows. So Ibailu, they asked the question. Kikam Rav Shimon Elazar, when Rav Shimon Elazar says that if you find something in a makom or rabim or mitsuyim something there in Tarei Elu Shalo, right, is that dafka berov kananim? That's talking about a case where most of the people who walk there are non-Jewish. Aval berov Yisrael lo, but a makom where rov of the people who walk there are Yisraelim. In that case, he's moded at the Bailam, not miyashim. I guess maybe because you think if a Yisrael is going to find it, he's going to. Number one, you have to assume that it belongs to Yisrael. Or on the other hand, you assume that if someone finds my object, they'll be machmas. If it's a Kananim, I guess you don't have a Chiyuv Hashava. So maybe if it's Rov Kananim, then you don't. I don't say the whole thing though, but Ein Holchem Momenach Rov. So what are we talking about? Rov here. So Ein Holchem, and what if about Rov Ukarov? What if it's next to a Jewish person's house? All the other issues that come up. That's number one. Number two, if you say that he says that the din is also that you could get to keep it if it's Rov Yisrael, are the Rabbanan cholik on him? Meaning, do they agree with him at all? This should be the first question. Do they agree with him? Is it machlokas or chachamim? The imtim say lomar the Rov Yisrael vade pligi. You maybe say that they argue by Rov Yisrael, but Rov Kananim pligi or lo pligi. But do they argue by Rov Kananim? And number four, imtim say lomar pligi. If you say that they argue a filu barov kananim, they argue completely against him. Halacha kamoso, ain't halacha kamoso. Is halacha like Shimon, or is it not like him? So you see from here that sometimes, even though it's Yachid Karabim, normally we say Alach Karabim, if there is a Svara, if the Yachid has a clear Svara, sometimes we'll pass like the Yachid against the Rabim. Because here it's a Suffolk, whether or not, normally we say Yachid Karabim, Alach Karabim, right? We're talking about going after the Rov anyway, so we should go after the Rov of the Chachamim. But here there's a Suffolk about it. Number five, the Intim Lomar Halach Kamoso, if we can say the halacha is like him, is it dafka b'rov kananim or filu b'rov Yisrael? Is it halacha like him by the kananim or is it halacha like him even by Yisraelim? Because we don't even know what he holds, whether it's like Yisraelim or not. So tashma. So now the Gemara is going to try to give an answer from a brisa. Cases as follows: Hamotzi mos v'bati kinesios v'bati midrashos u'bekom makom sharabim mitzuyim sham harei ilu shalom neisha balam misyashin mehen. If you find money in a shul, in the base medrash, or any other place where the rabbim are there, those belong to the finder because the balam have yeyush. Okay, so we're talking about a case where, so Gemara asks, "Man shamach like the Azubas Aruba? Who is the Tana? We don't. It's an anonymous Brisa trying to prove who the author of this Brisa is. Who is the Tana who holds that we would go bust to the rove people who are there? The Brisa said, "Mochom Mochom Sharabim Mitzumisham." It's obviously Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is the one who has this whole issue about rove, right? That's Reb Shimon ben Elazar. It's Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Shmash me not. Filu Rov Yisrael Nami. So you see, it's all talking about even Rov Yisrael because we're talking about you find it in the base medrash or the base knesses. Proof also, you see that a base medrash is a place where a lot of people are. It's a little bit musar, that we have to make sure that the base medrash is filled all the time, because the Gemara assumes that that's a lot of places. A lot of people are there. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a raya. Here we're dealing with cases where the money isn't stacked, it's spread out, as the Mishnah said, and if that's considered not having a simon, so in this the Chachamim would agree that it belongs to you, not because it's by a place where there's a rabbin, it's because there's no simon. So the Gemara asks, wait a second, if the case is b'mufuzarin, so then makom she'rabim mitzuyim sham, afilu ain't a rabim mitzuyim sham. Why does the Brisa say, oh, and any other place where rabim mitzuyim sham? If it's money mufuzaros, then you don't need rabim mitzuyim sham. What's the Brisa talking about? So elal olam b'tzrurin. We're talking about monies that is bundled. So and it has its simon. V'hach b'mayeskinen. So what are we dealing with over here? B'bate kinesio shel kananim. Talking about the worship homes, the houses of worship of the Kananim, and not of the Israelim. These are the places where the Kananim gathered. And in this case, Rav Shimon Gamliel says that you can keep it, but not Rov Yisrael. So you see that here we're going to try to prove that it doesn't, that Rav Shimon only holds his din by Rov Kananim. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. You explain, but the Knesset Shul Rabim, because a base Knesset means a gathering place. It doesn't have to necessarily mean a shul or a synagogue. So, but the midrashios, but the study halls, ma'ikla meimer. How do you explain that with the Kananim? They have study halls? I don't know. If it's according to this, that with a simon, he's saying if it's rove, a place where the rove people who walk there are Kananim, you can assume it fell from a Kanani, and I don't think you have a Chiyuv Hashava. You don't have to be machris. According to Rav Shimon, yeah, it seems that you go by that part. One of the factors that come into it, numbers and who's walking there, who's the most people that walk there. We had at the beginning of the Masechta, we said the whole thing Shtayim Oks and Metalas. How is it possible? You have a Chiyuv Hachshava. How can I keep it? So the Rosh said because it's the Ruba Knanim. So
So the Gemara says, "Bate midrash." So the Gemara answers, "No, it's bate midrashos didan. It's our base midrash. The yasvim who kananim. It's our base midrash, but they have Canaanite guardsmen in the front. So they have two or three. They have two or three, you know, security guards sitting out front. A lot of shuls have them. There are two or three security guards sitting out front." And something falls, and there are hundreds of Jews that come in, and we're going to be told that the two or three security guards are sitting up front. Why is that considered Rov Kananim? That's still Rov Yisraelim. I don't get it. I have more questions than answers today. I don't get it. So the Ritva says that maybe it's because the security guards are kavua there. They sit there all day. You know, they're 24/7. You have security guards there that are Kananim, but it's not 24/7 people in the base medrash. I don't know. It is 24/7 people in the base. And just because you have two guys sitting outside, all of a sudden we're going to be told them that too. That's not Rove. Now we're going according to the, even if they're not enough people, but they're there for more periods of time, it's another factor that you have to roll in. But that's fine. So the Gemara says, okay, hashta da asas lahachi. Now that we say that, Abraham is talking about a case where it's Kanani security guards. So, but the Kanasi is namidi done the Yasubu Kanani. So therefore, maybe we're talking about a case, we can be far said, the base Knesses is also a Jewish base Knesses, and just that they have Kananim in front of him, and that's why it belongs to them. So, we don't really have a raya which way to answer any of the questions, because every time we tried to answer it, we came up with another possibility. But why would the security guard find it more than
the?
Right, but they're there. So these two, one person is there all the time. But if you take all the Jews who are learning there, so it's not the same person who's there all the time, but there are 1,000 Jews who are there at all times, there are 1,000 people in the base medrash, it's still more of them. It might not be the exact same person, but it's the chances, the percentages are still there. I know what the Rashba writes. The Ritva says the same thing. I don't understand it. I don't understand why, just because he's there, but there's still more Jews that are there at more times. Any time the place is open.
But they're outside, what?
So who says he lost it outside? So if he lost it outside, why is the place of, why are we saying that it's
outside of the base measures.
But there's so many people who walk in and out. I mean, I hear what he's saying. I just don't think it's mukhrach. I hear what he's saying. He quotes it from the Rashba? He quotes it here from the Ritva. Okay, so Tashma, try to answer the questions again. We had those five questions. Matzah ba, let's say you were in an ear where there's both Yisraelim and Goyim who live there. Matzah ba Aveda. Im Rov Yisrael, if most of the inhabitants of the city are Jewish, then Chayv L'Hakris, you have to be Machris, and therefore you can't keep it. Ve'im Rov, if most of the inhabitants of the city are Kinanim, Eino Chayv L'Hakris. You don't have to announce it. So Man Shamas Lei, the Amar Azlin Basarubo, who's the guy who holds about going after the Rov? That's Rav Shimon Elazar. And you see here, he makes a difference between Yisraelim and Kananim. Right? Kik Amar Shimon, so Shamas Mina, Kik Amar Rav Shimon Ben Elazar, it's Barov Kananim. Abab Rov Yisrael, oh. So the Gemara says, no, it doesn't have to prove that it's Rav Shimon. Haimani Rabbanahi. It's Rabbanim. The whole thing also doesn't make sense. We have a suffix whether or not the Rabbanim hold like Rav Shimon. Therefore, any time there's a Bryce that talks about Rov, we're automatically told it's in Rav Shimon. Why? We have a suffix. Maybe it's Rabbanim. The Gemara says it right away. Haimani Rabbanim. So what's the Havim to say it has to be like Rav Shimon? He's not the only person. In our minds, he's not the only possibility to say that it belongs to, that we go after the Rov. We have a suffix that maybe the Rabbanim, and the Gemara even says that. Okay? So the Gemara says, if that's the case, Haimani Rabbanim. This is Rabbanan, so then Tifshut Minah, then we should prove him here, the Modele Rabbanan, the Rav Shimon Elazar, Barov Kananim. Then here you see that the Rabbanan agreed, answer that question, that the Rabbanan agreed by Barov Kananim. So Mar says, no, maybe Ella Olam, this is talking about, right, this is a Mishnah, this Mishnah is talking about, is going according to the Sheet of Rav Shimon Elazar, Ella Olam, Rav Shimon Ben Elazar, he, Philip Rov Yisrael Nami, and even by Rov Yisrael, and Hakov by Eskin, and what we're dealing with over here, Bitamun. We're dealing with something that is hidden, that is buried. Talking about most that are tumunos and they're covered. And therefore, it's not together aveda because it looks like it was purposely placed there. And therefore, the bialim aren't misyayish, and that's why Rov Yisrael if it's Rov Yisrael, you have to be machris. But nevertheless, if it's Ruben Nachrim, I guess you don't have to be machris because I guess you could say that a guy played it there, and you have no chayiv to be machris if it belongs to a guy. So Gemara says, wait a second, if it's tamun, right, it's hidden. My avidity of Gabe, right? Why did he take them? Why did he take them at all? We have a Mishnah on Chafhei for tomorrow, Vahatanan, Matzah Kliba Ashba. If you found a utensil in the garbage, right? Muchusilo Yigabo. If it's covered, meaning if it's Tamun, if it's covered, then don't touch it because it was placed there purposely. But Mugula Notel Machmas. If the garbage is open and it's left out you know, on the top layer of the garbage, then you could take it and be machmes. But if it's covered, you're not allowed to take it. So what's this guy doing, taking the thing that's tumlin? So could the amir of Papa, it's like what Papa said over there, the ashpa she'en asui lipanos, v'nimloch aneh lipanosa. Basically what happened was that people used to have the garbage piles. It's a private garbage pile. And talking about a garbage pile that's not typically cleaned. It's not typically, there's no rubbish removal typically. And all of a sudden here though, the owner comes and he says, I'm going to remove the garbage pile. I'm going to take it to the dump. So in that case, therefore you have to take it because it's about to be taken and tossed away into the big garbage dump. So hachanami the ashpa she'en asui lepanos v'nimlachalei lefnosa. We're talking about here where the most are tumah. They're hidden in the garbage in a place that's not derech lefnosa. So the owner has now decided that they're going to clean it. And if you don't take it right, if you don't take it from there, they become hefker. So what do? You take it and you're machras. That's what the case is over there. So it's dealing with a case of Tamun, even if it's Rov Yisrael, but it's a specific case of Tamun, so we don't have the answer to any of our questions on Rav Shimon. So now the Gemara says, okay, let's try again. To give another answer as to why he holds it. The Ibai is Emo, the Olam Rabbanan. Really you can say, as to why that Mishnah is not a riot to Rav Shimon, really you can say that it goes according to Rabbanan. Mikatani Hein Shalo, does the Mishnah over there say they belong? If it's in, by the case where it's Rov Nachrim, and the Motzi finds it, does it say Harange, it belongs to him? No. It says, Eino Chayv L'Hakris Katani. You don't have to announce it, right? V'yaniach, you just leave it there. V'yesi Yisrael, v'yohav v'simonim v'shakil. Until Yisrael comes and brings simonim, then you have to give it to him. But there's no, talking about over there, there's no Chiv Hachraza. It's not talking about it belongs to him. So it doesn't even go to our issue whether it belongs to him or not. It just talks about Hachraza. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I thought also. Yeah. Yeah, now you can keep it. Yeah.
How do you know?
I don't know. So the Gemara says, the Gemara tries to bring another proof for Rabbi Yishmael, that Rabbi Yishmael is only talking about, that Rabbi Yishmael is talking about, that Rabbi Yishmael is talking about Rov Yisrael. Tashma, the Amr of Asi, Matzah Chavis Yayin, Mi'ir Sheruba Kananim. You find a barrel of wine in a city that mainly inhabited by Kananim. Muteres, you're allowed to keep it, Mishum Mitziah. It belongs to you because of Mitziah. But vasur bahana, but it's usur because once you assume that it belongs to a guy and therefore you're allowed to keep it, then it's guyish wine, and if it's us, the wine itself is usur because it's at least amyenim. Ba Yisrael v'nasan ba siman, but if a Yisrael comes, then and then gives a siman, so you no longer have to worry that the yayin belongs to the guyim, then muteris b'shtia l'motza, you're allowed to drink it. Meaning even if you brought the simanim, now you're allowed to keep it and you're allowed to drink it. Okay?
You don't have to return it
because since it was lost in the ear that's Ruba Nachrim, Mustama he had Yeyush. So he had Yeyush. It's weird. He has Yeyush, but he's proven that it belongs to him, so you can keep it and drink it now. But once you drink, it's like Palgina Dibura. We're trusting him that it belonged to him once. Right, we're trusting that it belonged to him once, and therefore you're allowed to drink it, but we don't have to return it because you had Yeyush.
Okay.
Well, he didn't return it. Now he's drinking it. Oh, he's a good Samaritan. It's mine. I'm going to be a good Samaritan than what was once mine to let you drink it. Okay. So, come on. So, who's the one who holds this? That has to be the Rav Shimon ben Elazar, because he's the one who talks about Rov. Right? Shema minak, hikam Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Rov Kananim. Avraal Rov Yisrael, this is only by Rov Kananim, he doesn't have to be Machris. But if it's Rov Yisrael, he would be Chayav to be Machris. The Gemara says, no, the Olam Eimlecha Rav Shimon ben Elazar, I feel Rov Yisrael namikam. Or maybe he even holds even by Rov Yisrael, right, that you can keep it. The Rav Asi, Sav Lekiv Asei, Bechadu, Pligli Bechadu. And here this is the case of Rav Asi. Right, because this was Tashma, the Amr Rav Asi. So Rav Asi holds like him in one instance, that by Rov Nachrim, but he argues with him about Rov Yisraelim, and that he holds like Chachamim, who would argue. I don't know, maybe. So Gemara says, wait a second, we just said before that you had a Chavis in the ear that's Rubin Nachrim, it's Muteres for Mitzia, but it's Asr Bahana. So Gemara says, V'kimei Achad Asir Bahana, now that the whole thing is Asr Bahana, Muteres Mishum Mitzia Lemai Hilchasa, what can you use it for? You have wine, the wine's in the barrel, there's blios, what can you use it for that belongs to you? So the Gemara said, I'm Rav Ashi, the kankana. You can use it as a kankan, as a can. What do you mean you can use it as a can? So they prove here, the Sefer Truma and the Isser of Hetzer says that you're allowed to use cold things, you can use cold things in a kli that's balua with Isser, that has a blios of Isser, even without Hagala.
Because Mustami here, we're dealing with a Kli Cheres. Kli Cheres don't have Hagala, and he says that you're allowed to use it as a can. You obviously can't use it for warm stuff because it's going to take the bleas, so he says you can use these barrels, you can use these barrels for cold, even if there's no Hagala. Okay, so now, we still haven't answered our five questions. So next try. Hahu gavra da ashrech arba zuzu dit sayari b'sidina b'shadu b'nahar biron. He found four coins that were tied up in the Biron River, right? So us l'kamei Rav Yehuda, he came to Rav Yehuda, says, what are you supposed to do? Amar lei zilachris, you have to be machrizit. For us, why does he have to be machrizit? V'ha zutu shoyamhu, this is zutu shoyam, it's a vudu b'men and vudu b'kol adam. Why does he have to be machrizit? So our answer is, shani nahar Biron, the Biron River is different, kevan de mitkel lo miyash. Nahar Biron is different because the derech was to put dredges and ditches and all these things in the river. They used to excavate there, I don't know what they used to do in the river, so therefore the person loses it in that river, is confident that one of these ditches or one of these canals is going to stop it, and since people are constantly digging it, they're going to dig it out and they're going to find it. It's not the Zutul Shoyam anymore. So it says, wait a second, who cares about that? Haruba Kananim they knew. Biron is by a place where it's Ruba Kananim, so therefore why are you Machris? So Shemami, now you see from here, Ein Halach Rav Shimon ben Elazar Afilu B'Rov Kananim, that since you can keep it, you don't go by Rov at all. Even by Rov Kananim, we don't hold like Rav Shimon. So Gemara says, no, Shani Nar Biron. Naibiron is different. It's not a case of Rov Kananim. The Yisrael Sachrele, the Yisrael Karele, because Yisraelim are the ones who put the dredges and the ditches in, and Yisraelim are the ones who excavate and dig there. For Kevan, the Yisrael Sachrele, Amrim Yisrael Nafel. Since Yisraelim are the ones who stop up the river, so they're going to say, oh, it must have been one of our guys who dropped it. And the Kevan, the Yisrael Karele, Lom Yaish. And since Yisraelim are the ones who are going to be there, so the guy who lost it, he doesn't have Yish. So we don't have a proof here. Maybe here, now Rav Shimon only holds by, even by Rov, I don't know, he's saying over here, you don't have a raya against Rav Shimon, because he's saying, the reason why you have to be machris here is because Yisraelim, maybe by Kananim you do have to be machris. But isn't this a raya though now that Rov Yisraelim, it's not Rov Yisraelim, okay? It's not Rov Yisraelim, it's Rov Kananim, and the reason why you're machris is not because you don't hold it Rav Shimon, it's because it's a special case, because the Yisraelim are the ones who dig. Right, the Jews used to work. They used to get their hands dirty. They used to get their hands dirty. Yeah, I mean the entire Chumash is based on an agricultural society of people actually, tilling the land and eating off of the fruit and doing manual labor. All right, the Gemara now brings another case. Right now, here's your answer from a few days ago. Rabbi Yehuda b'shukav azav asrei the Mar Shmuel b'shukav beidaisa. Rabbi Yehuda was walking behind Mar Shmuel in the shukav beidaisa. Amar Leh, he says, Matzakana Arniki Maho. What would happen if I found a wallet full of money in this shuk? So Amar Leh, Harei Shalo. They belong to you. It would belong to you because it's in a public thoroughfare. I guess he's holding like Rav Shimon. But so let's he says, by Yisrael v'nasim b'simon Maho. What if Yisrael come and gave me a simon? Do I have to give it back to him? So he says, Amar Leh Chayv El Hachzir. You have to return it. So he says, well, that's a tarkit d'sasrei. If it belongs to you, why do I have to return it? So he says, Amar Leh Lifnim Meshuras Adin. You have no Meshuras Adin. Yeah, you're right, it belongs to you. But like we said the other day, Meshuras Adin is to return, you have to return it. But it's interesting, he uses the word Chayiv Lahachzir. So there's a machlokas here amongst the Rishonim. If this is Meshuras Adin, is there a Chiyuv to act? Lefim Meshuras Adin. So it's a machlokas. The Rush says that you can't be kofar from Lefim Meshuras Adin, and that's what the Darkei Moshe says. But I think there's a Mordechai, right? The Mordechai in Reish Bim Zayin and Reish Nun Zayin says that you can be kofar for somebody to act Lefim Meshuras Adin because he uses the word Chayiv over here. There's a Chiyuv. That's a machlokas Rishonim. So now the Gemara brings another similar instance of Mithnim Meshuras Adin. Ki had Avua de Shmuel, the father of Shmuel, Ashkach Hanach Chamri b'Midbara. He found these donkeys, I think, in the desert. V'adrinu l'mayrayu, and he returned them to the owner. Levasar Shresar Yarchi Shata. He returned them even 12 months after the owner lost them. Yes, the assumption is that after 12 months there was vade bin Yeyosh. Why did he return him? Lifni Meshuras Adin. Because there was obviously Meshuras Adin to act. He acted Lifni Meshuras Adin in order to return this to the person who was the owner. Rava Habeshakav Azu Basrei Rav Nachum Meshuka De Gil Da'i. Yeah, but it belongs to you. But Lifni Meshuras Adin, you should return it if the guy comes and gives a simon. Machlokas Rishonim, whether you have to do that or you don't have to do that. Well, you co-film Lifni Meshuras Adin. Right, this was your question on Sunday. Rabba Habashakiv Azub Asraid Rav Nachum Meshuka Dil Gil Da'i. He was in the Shukah of the Ratzanim, which means, based on Arashi and Psachim, this means the Shukah of the shoemakers.
And some say he was in the Shukah of the Rabbanim. This Shukah of the Rabbanim is the place where all the Rabbanim, all the people who would learn, that's where they would go out to make a parnasa. They would sell their wares. Even though they were learning, they would go out and try to make a little bit of a parnasa. So Rabbah asked Rav Nachman, Matzakan Ariki Mahu. What happens if I find here in this public thoroughfare, I find a wallet? Amalei Hare El Shalom. Belongs to you. I Baba Yisrael Vinasan Basimin Mahu. What if Yisrael comes and gives a simon? So he holds Amalei Hare El Shalom. It still belongs to you. It doesn't hold the Nimashur Sadin here. But he says, Bahalo Omivit Soveyach. But the guy's screaming that I wasn't Miyash. So he says, Nasa Kit Soveyach Al Beso Shinafal Valspinasu Shtavayam. It's the same, similar to the guy who's screaming that when his house collapses or if his ship sinks in the ocean. Meaning, it's gone. It doesn't matter if you scream. If you're in the public thoroughfare, it's halachic yeish, and that's it. It doesn't belong to him, and you don't have to return to him. So the question is whether Rav Nachman doesn't hold of Shmuel of the Tzvi Meshuras Adin. Doesn't say it, right? Right. Seems to be a machlokas. Right. Why is it not maybe he has to. Maybe according to Shmuel, he does have to. I don't know. It seems here that once you put in Lefnim Rishur Sadin into the, you have another issue you have to put in, and then yes, you can keep. What happens if it's Yeyush, and then you use it, and then the guy comes and goes and gives Simonim? Did you do anything wrong because you used it? No. I would say no because you're allowed to keep it. Okay. Next, still trying to answer the questions on Rav Shimon. Hahu Dayo, the Shakyo Bisra Bishuka. We had this big bird, right, that's called a dayo, that took meat from the shuk and dropped it in the trees, right, of a person who's in Bar Merion's trees. So, us, the Kaimani Abai, watch what we can do with this piece of meat. So, Amalei Abai says, you can take it for yourself, it belongs to you. So, the Gemara asks, but this place, Bahar Ruba Yisrael knew. In that place, in that shuk, it's Rov Yisrael. And Shamis Minei Halach Rav Shimon Elazar. Number one, you hear that Halach is like Rav Shimon Elazar in this case. And number two, Afilu Barov Yisrael. So the Gemara says, no, Shani Dayo Kizuto Shal Yam Dami. Dayo is different. It has nothing to do with Rov Yisrael, Rov Nach. Once this Dayo bird takes it, it's like Zuto Shal Yam. It's Avudim Menu and Avudim Bikol Adam. And therefore, that's why you can keep it. It's not because of anything to do with Rav Shimon. So the Gemara says, wait a second. How did Abai allow him to eat the meat? He says, Vaha Amar Rav Basar Shin is Alam and Ayim Asar. Typically, if you have meat, there's a concept, if you have meat and you don't see it for a while, it's Nelam and Ayin, you have to be choshesh, it's Din Rabbanan, you have to be choshesh that maybe someone switched the meat. It becomes an issue for people who in the workplace when they order you kosher food and you come inside and it's all open and put on the plates already and they say, oh, it's from the kosher package. You don't really know because you have to tell them not to open. People, I was told to tell them not to open the package. It's better, you open the seal to make sure that it's not baser and elam and ayim. So Gemara says, no, we're dealing with the case, but omid v'ro'eyu. We're dealing with a case where the Yisrael was watching the dio fly the whole time. So if you saw it the whole time, doesn't he know where he picked it up from? Didn't he see who dropped it? What? Yeah, but they saw where he got it from, so he knows who dropped it. So why is he keeping it? Give it back to the guy. Why is it Zuto Shayam? Zuto Shayam means it's lost from you and it's lost from everybody. But if you saw it the whole time, it wasn't never lost from you. But the Gemara said it's Zuto Shayam. So if the guy has Yeyush, then it's a riot to Rav Shimon. But the Gemara said it's not a riot to Rav Shimon because it's Zuto Shayam. But if you saw it the whole time, why is it Zuto Shayam? Oh, it's Yeyush, then it's a riot to Rav Shimon. No? Okay. What? Oh, okay. Sorry. Rav Chanina Matzah Gadi Shachut Ben Tveri LeTzipora. He found a shechted kid, right? He found a shechted gdi between Tveri and Tzipora. The Tirlo, and the Chachamim were matur to him. Amar Rabbi Amir, Rami says, Tirlo Mishum Mitzia. They allowed him to eat it. There are two issues here. Is it his, and is it kosher? So Tirlo Mishum Mitzia, Rav Shimon Elazar, like Rav Shimon Elazar, because this is a Makam Shirab Mitzuyim Sham. And it belongs to him. Mishum Shchita, how is allowed to eat it? Maybe it's treif, maybe it's an avela. Kirb Chananya Benosha Rabbi Yosek Lila, the Sanya, Haresha Abdullah Gedaya Vitanagolov, the Halachum Matzim Shchotim. Someone lost his gdi or his chickens, and he goes and he finds him Shchotim, and he doesn't know if they were Neshkot Lehalacha. Rabbi Huda Oser, who says he's not allowed to eat it? Chananya Benosha Rabbi Yosek Lila, Matthew says you are allowed to eat it. Amar Rebbe says, Near and dear Rabbi Huda Kishamashim Ashpa. If you find him in the garbage, then you can't use them, because why else would you throw him in the garbage unless it was a bad Shchita? But the Divrei Rev Chananya ben Osher Yosek Lili Gishon Matzah Mevayis. If you find it stam on the street, you can assume, or in a house, you can assume that they were shechted properly.
Why did I abandon that?
don't know why they abandoned them. They dropped it? I don't know. Good question. So you see over here, if your matter had between because of shchita, it must be a case where Ruba Yisrael nidnu. It has to be a case where Rov Yisrael, because we're saying it. Otherwise, if it's Rov Kananim, maybe they just stunned it and killed it that way. Right? So it must be Rov Yisrael. And then, and therefore, if it's Rov Yisrael and you matter the Metziah, so therefore, Shamash Minog, Halach Kershum and Elazar, Athbilib Rov Yisrael. So you can see the Halach is like Kershum even by Rov Yisrael. So Shamash says, no. Not the case of Merava, it could be a case of Rov Kananim, Rov Tabcha Yisrael. Now, the majority of people who live there are Kananim, but most of the butchers are Yisraelim. So I guess we sort of you can prove Rabbi Shmuel, but he says it by Kananim, but you can't prove that Rabbi Shimon says his din by Yisraelim here. Okay, next case. Rav Ami Ashkak Pargio Shchutos. He found his birds, right? Shechted. He found shechted birds bent very letzipori. The assumption is that birds don't need to be shechted by the tabach. People shecht their birds at home by themselves, right? He found these bent very letzipori. Also, the kamei Rav Asi, Armelei the kamei Rav Yochanan, Armelei the Beis Medrash. Some say he went to Rav Asi, some say he went to Rav Yochanan, and some say he went to the Beis Medrash. But Armelei zil shkol and nashach. You can go ahead and you can take it for yourself. So there's no here. We don't say this should be a riot from Shimon. The Ravid says from here. You see that it's it has to be Rov Yisraelim over here. Because otherwise you wouldn't be allowed to eat it, because people shechted the birds in their house. So if you're allowed to eat it, it's Rov Yisraelim. And if you're allowed to keep it, then you see a proof from Rav Shimon that he holds even by Rov Yisraelim. But there are those who argue on the Ravid. I think it's a good raya on the Ravid. The only question is why doesn't it say here, you see from here, Shamas Minah. That's what the argument is. But I think the Ravid has a good svar over here, that if the assumption is that most people check the birds at home, and you're allowed to eat it, so Mastama, it's Rov Yisrael. And if it's Rov Yisrael and you're allowed to keep it, that's a raya to Rav Shimon. That it's even by Rov Yisrael, you're allowed to keep it. Next, Ma'aseh, Rav Yitzchak Nata Ashra Kibur Da Azlebei Azule. He found these strings, right, that they wrap around these pins that were wrapped around strings that were wrapped around it. Amalei the Kamei Rav Yochanan, but Amalei Rebbe Drasha, Amalei Zil Shkol Nashach. You can keep it for yourself. From a stomach it fell, I don't know. You keep it for yourself. From some of the person had Yeish, and therefore you can keep it. What was the case again? He says that they found these coils of spun string that the trappers use for making nets. And they said that you can go ahead and you can keep it for yourself, because you can, I guess here you're assuming, the assumption is that most of the people in here are Kananim, and therefore you can keep it. Or, even if it's Rov Yisraelim, maybe Rav Shimon holds even by Rov Yisraelim. In the end, we never answered the question. Gemara spends a whole plot never answering the questions of what Rav Shimon actually holds, and whether the Rabbanan are cholik in all cases or not. Okay, we'll stop here by the Mishnah. Have a good day.